Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it? See that out there? That's sunlight. I'd almost forgotten. Well, today the story in the gospel is about Jesus going out into the wilderness where he meets the tempter. The devil, yes. Satan. Yes. And while he's there, he tries to get him to do all kinds of things. He starts out, he says to him, gosh, you know, you've been out here 40 days. Aren't you kind of hungry? Wouldn't you be hungry after 40 days? Oh, I'd be starving. I'm starving after 40 minutes. But 40 days without food, and he'd be so hungry. And what's the first thing that the devil said to Jesus? If you are the Son of God, or actually what it says in this particular text is, since you are the Son of God, so there's no question about that. Since you are the Son of God, I want you to make this, what's that?
Stone.
Stone into what?
Bread.
Which would you rather have? The bread. No takers on the rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, doesn't that smell good? Does Costco do a job with the bread or what? Yeah, it's pretty good. It smells pretty good. Well, if you were really, really hungry, wouldn't you be tempted?
Yeah.
I sure would be. I'd be going, you know, if I could turn a rock into a stone, would I do it? Absolutely. Does Jesus do it?
No.
I'm sorry, a rock into a stone. I'm good, aren't I? Even I can turn a rock into a stone. Look, it's a rock. It's a stone. If I could turn a rock into a loaf of bread, I would do it. But does Jesus do that?
No.
No, what does he say instead?
No, because you have to sacrifice something for that.
Okay, He says, do not tempt the Lord your God. So he's saying to Satan, look, you don't need to tempt God, because now this is what's so great about this whole story. Does Jesus need to be tempted? Does he need to be worried? Does he already know he's the Son of God?
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to do any tricks. He doesn't have to turn a stone into bread. He doesn't have to jump off the top, because one of the things is, you know, jump down from here and let the angels save you, right? Jesus says, no. And then he says, well, you see everything around you? You can have all of it. Would that tempt you?
No.
Yeah. Oh, come on. If your parents got up this morning and said, you can have anything you want in the whole world, all you have to do is just say God isn't God.
No.
Cool, I do it.
Yeah.
I didn't do it because
I can't wait to get you in confirmation. Most of us would though, Cole. You're absolutely right. A lot of us want everything. But what's neat about Jesus is the most important thing to Jesus is a relationship with God. Jesus already knows about God's love. And so he doesn't need to prove anything. And either do you. God loves you so much that God feeds you every day and gives you this ohana and these people. So, you know, in a way, Satan's not much of a temptation for Jesus, and probably isn't much of a temptation for us either. Because like Jesus, we know that God loves us. All right, go turn some rocks into stones.
Rocks into bread.
That's what it is.